Simen Tzadik Ches Seif Vav Kechatzi Zay Shel Isur Shenisar Beheter Tzarech Shishim Chatzi Zay Se Heter Levatlo. If you have less than a Zayis of Isur that gets mixed up in Heter, you need 60 times the less than a Zayis of Isur to be Mevatlet. You might think, since it's less than a Zayis and you don't get Malkus on less than a Zayis, that it would not require such a hefty shear of Bittul. Kamash Malon, that for two reasons, the Gemara says. Number one, that we paskin the Chatzi Shear is Asur Min HaTorah, and therefore it would require 60 to mevatel it. And not only that, if some people see that they're in Yonim that are bottle and less than Shishim, they'll come to be Mezalzel in the Din Bittul and will mevatel things that need Shishim in less than Shishim. The Prima Gadim points out that this is not only when we're talking about Mimbish Einon Minay. In other words, let's say you have the Nevela in liquid, in water, for instance. So the Tam HaNevela in water is called Mimbish Einon Minay. So you would need Shishim Min HaTorah to mevatel it. And if it's a Chatzi Zayis, it's also Nevela, so you need Shishim times the half size. Masha Enkein, if you have a Chatzi Zayis Nevela hamburger, beef hamburger, in other hamburgers that are from kosher meat, so there you have Min B'minoy, so even though it's cooked in water, and we would need Shishim, because the time would transfer through the cooking. However, that Min B'minay B'shishim is only Midrabanan. Gzeira Atu Eina Minay. Because the transfer of Tam is Eina Nikar, and it was Batal B'chad B'trei. I'm sorry, and the meatball itself was Batal Chad B'trei. However, we make the same Gzeira that Osi L'Zalzal B'shiri Drabanan. People will come and say, you see, here was something that was cooked, and still we didn't use Shishim. The Shach points out that not only Isurei Torah do we need Shishim and Chatzi Zayis, but even Isurei Drabanan. Isur Drabanan that are Chatzi Shear also need Shishim for the same reason. Siv Zayin. Beitza Sheyesh Bayefroyach. A Beitza, an egg that was cooked with other eggs. And you opened it up and you see that there's a chick in it. Oitipas Dam, Shiniz Bashli Machayrois. Oitipas Dam, or a drop of blood. Shiniz Bashli Machayrois that are cooked with other eggs. So the egg cooked in the egg pot, and the tam of the blood or of the chick went out into the eggs. So that tam is mimbashein amina. You need shishim to mevatel it. The question is that the egg itself is batel chad betray, and the tam to be transferred needs water. So why would you need 61 beitzim to mevatel the beitzas efroyach? You should really only need the amount of beitzim that will equal 60 after you've added the water. A very tough kasha, and the Badei HaShulchan says that it must be talking about that you have 30 beitzim worth of water. So the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch is that you have to add not 30 beitzim in the water of heter to mevatel the beitz asefrayach, but you need to add 31. Now, why 31 plus 30? Why do you need 61 to mevatel beitzah, not 60? So the Rambam shita is that because a beitzah is a beria, it's not enough to have shishim. You need shishim ve'echad. Tzarich iyun on the Rambam that the Mefarshim speak about. If it's a beria, then afilu be'elef le'batel. Why is 61 enough? And that's the kasha of the Rishayim. And the Rashbo says because a different reason. Because the size of beitzim are not equivalent. You have a bigger beitzah and you have a smaller beitzah. So by adding another one, if it happens to be that the beitzah efroich is slightly bigger than the beitzim in the pot, so you have one extra to mevatel the little bit of extra tam over shishim that's exuded by the larger egg. Seif ches. Kechal mizbatel b'tishim v'chamishim. A kchal, the milk in the kchal is bottled but in 59. As Rashi explains on that Gemara, because the kchal is added to the 59 and makes shishim. Now, Tosas over there speaks about why the kchal, which is meat that contains milk from the udder, doesn't become basar b'cholov, and therefore you need shishim connected to the whole kchal. But for a better understanding of the din of chal, please listen to Rabbi Gersten's shiurim on Simon Tzadik. Says the Rama, Kol ha'isurim ha'noyagim bizman hazeh kulam mizbatlim b'shishim. Any isur that's pertinent to our day and age has a shear of 60 to be mivatl. Movad, the exception to the rule, and there are always exceptions to rules, chametz b'pesach, which we know is Asur B'Mashu, to eat chametz on Pesach, v'yayin nesach, and wine that was yit ravoy dezara, kasher nizbayar b'l'chazem, as the case of chametz v'Pesach is nizbayar in Simon Tov Mem Zayin, and the din of yayin nesach is nizbayar in hilchas yayin nesach in many places. Avli noisen tam b'oysa kadeira. But that's only batel b'shishim. The din of bitel b'shishim is only when there's no tam left that's recognizable of the original iser. If the iser is still giving a taste in the kedera of who aser mitzad atzmai, and the iser is not muvla, is not, has not sudden an iser, but it is the piece of iser itself. Afilu be'elef loy batel. As long as it's giving tam, the simple reading of the Rama is as long as, let's say you can assume that shishim is batel, but then you taste it, and it's giving tam, even if it's now 1 in 90, so it's still aser. There's a machloikas harishonim on his din whether the iser of kol zman shemargishim tam is an iser daraisa or an iser darabonim. The Gemara, as brought by the Rama, seems to say that all isurim are mizbatlim b'shishim, which leads a school of Rishayim to say, and therefore any tam that you feel after shishim is tam kolosh. However, others say that it's not so. That by the fact that you feel the tam shows that this is the exception to the rule, and the Torah aser tam. The Torah didn't aser shishim. Ulachain, continues the Rama, melach v'tavlin midvorm davidi l'taima. Salt and spices that give tam in a far stronger fashion than most ingredients, and therefore shishim will never be enough to mevatel them. Imasurim machmas atzman, if the salt, for instance, is a salt used in for avodah zarah practices, einam mevatelim b'shishim, they are not batel b'shishim. The Taz in Sif Yud Aleph discusses other ingredients besides melech v'tavlin that are used to add tam. For instance, shuman. If you have meat fat, for instance, excuse me, would that be considered milsa David l'taima? And the Taz concludes with a raya from the Issur v'Heter and a diuk from the Ramah that only melach and tavlin are avida l'taima. Rabbi Gersten explained this to me by saying that melach and tavlin, if you put enough into water, it takes up the whole character of the mixture. It's not a taste among tastes, and the taste is still felt, but it becomes the meichel. You have tavlin water, or you have salt water, or sugar water. Those are all things that the Ramah, and hence the Taz, would consider avida l'taima. However, the other items, for instance, fats, would be included in the previous din of the Ramah. That if you're still feeling the tam after shishim, you have the right to eat it. But if you feel the tam, you should put it down and not continue to eat it. The inyan of avida l'taima imasur machmas atzmam doesn't just mean, I gave a case of avodah zarah, but the Shach in Siman Katan Lamed Aleph says that even if it's asur mitzad atzmo mitzad an isur drabanan, like stam yenam, if it's a sharp wine that is very pungent and in shishim does not lose its taste, then it would be still kayam and not be bottled.